Well, in Washington, D.C. this summer, young people of color are using the stage to express concerns over race-related violence. They're learning theater skills in a performing arts program called Paso Nuevo, or New Step. Armando Truhl from Here and Now contributor WAMU reports.
I'm black. I'm a woman.
I'm mixed.
About a dozen teens are standing on the stage of the Gala Theater in Washington, D.C. They're rehearsing for a performance that's the culmination of all they've learned during their summer performing arts camp.
Right here, when she's talking about the government and how the police is treating them, you have to sound more angry and more frustrated.
14-year-old Nathan Robinson is directing one of the actresses in a play he wrote. It's about society's apathy over violence, especially when it's directed by police at people of color. He says he chose this issue because it's very much in the news and on the minds of many in his neighborhood.
It doesn't feel like they have justice when the police officer that did do the crime is able to walk. And so I wanted to give voice to them.
Robinson says he has lived in D.C. all his life, in neighborhoods that are safe and some that are not so safe.
When you become immune to hearing that someone died, looking at gunshots, somebody getting shot and blood on the ground, they just fall, and then you're like, oh, there it goes again. And how people would just resort to violence as the first thing. I find that as being monstrous.
You say that nobody can build a better wall than you, but I am pretty sure that the Chinese wouldn't say that's true.
15-year-old Felicia Miranda is playing the ukulele and singing a song she wrote in response to comments from Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. She says his remarks about Mexicans and immigrants scare her and her friends.
He says a lot of things that are demeaning or, like, rude towards people of color.
Miranda believes Trump represents a brand of discrimination found in some segments of society.
Immigrants and people of color in general, like, just, we have so much to contribute to American society, and there's a lot that's, like, being swept under the rug. People don't realize it, and they, like, discriminate and oppress, like, us as a community.
Quique Avilés is the Paso Nuevo artistic director. He says he's heard this and other similar themes from the young people this summer.
I think there's a feeling amongst themselves that they're not liked, you know, because of the color of their skin. And that's what's permeated the dialogue throughout the summer, and that is what they're writing about, and that is what the show is about.
Paso Nuevo is part of the mayor's summer youth employment program, which helps young people develop professional skills. The teens earn $5.25 an hour for their participation. Budding playwright Nathan Robinson says the money is important to him.
I can give my mom $10 or $20 because I want to show her my appreciation.
But he's also glad to be learning how to influence an audience through his writing.
I want to have them feel as though change will come and have people actually take action for that can happen.
For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl.